of a mil. He's not like Rabbi Shita, 3/4 of a mil, which is like 15 minutes. No, his Shita is a little bit smaller than that. It's straight till the mil. It's only 2/3 of a mil. So the more my benaya, what's the chilek between 3/4 or 2/3? It can benaya palgo the damka. So now kamina 1/12. 1/12 is a difference. Damka usually is a sixth. Palgo the damka means a half of a sixth, which is 1/12. That's the difference. So drashi palgo the damka, echad miyud beis the mil. 1/12 of a mil, that's the difference. The shear of the rabba plus the revia milo. Rabbi's shear is 3/4 of the mil. Haino tisha palge danka. That's like 9/2 of the danka. That's like 9/12, which is 3/4. They make it into 12s, that lies 9/12. The shear of the rabbi Yosef, shmeina palge danka. And the shear of rabbi Yosef is 8/12. So chile between 8/12 and 9/12 is 1/12. So there's 1/12 in the difference. Danka's rashi shtus. Is that the nafkamina, how long the Bein HaShemoshes is? Whether it's 3/4 or whether it's 2/3. So the Gemara about them, the chilufa the chalsa. Hey, there's a machlokes now Rab and Rabbi Yosef. Rab says a bigger shear, and Rabbi Yosef says a little bit less of a shear. It's 1/12 less, Rabbi Yosef says. So the Gemara negeta hilchos kli. What's called the kli that you can metaltle it on Shabbos? It's just the opposite machlokes. How big that Rabbi says a smaller shear and Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear. More v'chilufa v'chalsum. Trashe v'chilufa iflug Rabbi Rabbi Yosef v'chalsum. The gate to a shame kli. To hossam shear of the Rabbi Yosef nafish mid Rabbi. Over there Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear than Rabbi says. Rabbi the yoma hocha tlosa. Rabbi that says here 3 or mahossam trei. There he says only 2. Rabbi Yosef the yoma hocha trei. Rabbi Yosef says here 2/3. There he says 3. Now it's different halachis, but just the machlekes is the opposite way. What's the machlekes? If Rashi chalsa is a kiveris, like a beehive. The Omar Rabba, chalsa bas tre kuri, if you have a beehive that could contain 2 kurs, it's a very big measurement, is shalotatuli. That's still called the kli, and on Shabbat it's not muksa, you're allowed to be metaltlet. Mashenkin abat klosa kuri, if it's so big that it can hold 3 kurs, then osla tatule. It's so big it's not called a kli anymore, it's like muksa, you can't use it. Trash yashol tatule, the Torah is kli alot, still called a kli. Bat klosa, gdoilo yoisimidai, that's already too big, vien Torah is kli alot, it's not called a kli. So the Deek in Rashi, La Lochit brought down, no matter how big of a kli you have on Shabbos, you're allowed to use that kli. The kli could be as almost as big as a room. It's closed amount, the kli is usable, it has a shem kli, and you can metaltle it, even though it's hard to move it, it never loses its shem kli. Here Rashi says, the svara here is, it's not a teres kli, because you can't use it anymore. Once the kiveres, this br, becomes so big, it's not usable. That's why it's not called a kli. But avad l'alach, it's brought down, if you have a kli, no matter how big that kli is, there's no way it's a muksar on it. A muksar doesn't become because it's so heavy or so big. Closed amount, it's usable, it's called a kli. But here the svar that Rashi says is, it's too big, it's not usable anymore. That's why it blames muksa. This is Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef Omar, bat tlosa kuri namishar. He goes, no, even though it's the size and carry 3 kurs, still it's enough to, still it's, it has a shem kli on it. Bat arba kuri yosar. But once it becomes so big to carry 4 kurs, it contains 4 kurs inside, then it's part of the shem kli. So you see here the opposite way. Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear of 4, and Rabbi says a smaller shear of 3. Omar Abaya, boi mine demar b'shas maisa. Abaya asked Rabbi Shaila b'shas maisa. How big does the kiveris have to be to make it ois kli that's muksa? Shrashi, boi mine demar means Rabbi. Abaya asked Rabbi Shaila, right on Shabbos gufa, b'shas maisa, Shrashi, shayisi tzorch l'dover. He's on Shabbos, Rabbi had, Abaya had this kiveris. And he wanted to know, is allowed to carry it or not? Or can he touch it or not? So how big is it that the kli loses the shem kli? And he answered it back, v'yafilu bas tre kuri. Even if it is so big that it contains 2 kurs, it loses the shem kuri. V'yafilu bas tre kuri loy shorili. He wasn't mad to me. So kuri, 2 kurs is not like Rav, not like Rav Yosef. According to both of them, 2 they said was good. Rav said 3 is no good, and Rav Yosef said 4 is no good. But 2, everybody was matir. So who is this Shita now that he's saying that even 2 kurs, if the kiveris, the VR is so big that it contains 2 kurs, is not called a kli anymore? So the Gemara, Kaman, who does it go like? Ki yai tana, like this tana. The Tanan. Ki veres hakasher, biyag made from the kash, srashi zandvu shiboylum. That means out of the stalks, they're like straw of the stalks. The kideres hakana, made out of reeds. Ubor svina alexandris. Stam a well that they had in the svina, used to have the ships. Going over the Yam HaGodol, Rashi says, and the Yam HaGodol, the water was salty water, he couldn't drink it. So in the middle of the ship, they used to have like a reservoir of water. They used to have inside a bowl. Rashi, bor Svina Alexandris, Svina Gedolo, She Forashim Bol Yam HaGodol. Used to take this ship over the Yam HaGodol. Umei HaYam Maluchim. The water there was salty. So now they couldn't drink the water from the yam. The yosim kli gadol kimin bor. Used to put a big kli inside the bor. The nice sotayche mayim yofin. Inside there, they put inside it nice water. So afal pi sheyesh lehem shulayim. Even though there's bottoms or there's a rim to the kli, v'hein marziko is mem so balach. It could contain 40 saws of lach of water. Shein kurayim biyovish, which can contain 2 kurs of yovish, is toirim. It's toir, it's not called a kli. So you see, once the kli becomes this big, it contains 2 kurs, it's not called a kli. Because goes the man that has the shem kli, it's makabel tuma. But once it becomes so big, it's pocket the shem kli, it's not makabel tuma. So you see, a shear here of 2 kurayim is not called a kli anymore. So may the rather before that said for Hilchos Shabbos, that if you have this kiveris that's so big, that contains 2 kurs, you can't touch it anymore, it goes at this man the yomah. Once the kli is so big, it's Torah, it doesn't have a shem kli on him. The drashi lach ain't by goydish. If you measure something with water, something lach, it only goes straight to the top, it can't pile up. Water, when it comes up, it overflows. There's no goydish. Mashenki, when you put like flour in a kli, it can pile up. Even after it comes on top, it comes like a pyramid, it can come up. So there's more to a dry measurement than there is to a wet measurement. Because something wet can only go straight flat on the top, otherwise it falls over. His last drasha ain't by goydish. It can't pile up water. Mashenk ain't shen kurayim, shishim sauce, 60 sauce, biyavish of dry. Sheha goydish machzik shlish. Because that it piles up on top of the kli is 1/3 of what's inside of the kelim. Shalahim. Shayasuyim kis. Is Torim Zatrashi? The Iskish Kliate Lasak. Why we say it's Torim? Because the Kliates have the same look like a sack, like a big. The Metaltal Molib Rekon. A sack, that's a sack, you can carry it usually whether it's full or whether it's empty. The Zil ain't a Metaltal Molib. The Goldi Yasim Adai. Once you have this Kliates that it has so big that can contain 2 kurs, it's not movable anymore. If you move it when it's full, you'll break it. So that's book of the shame kli. Omer Abaya Zatabaya, Shemamina Hai Gucho, when you have dry measurement and it piles up on top of the kli, it's tilta. It's 1/3 of what's inside the kli. Therefore, by dry measurement, you can have 1/3 more than you have of the wet measurements. Heavy. Omer Abaya. Abaya su Abaya chazio l'rova de kodoyi l'marv. His Abaya su Rava, he was looking at Marv, the west side. So it was talking about Benash Moshes now. So he wanted to know, when is the Hichzav Elyon? When is the Hichzav Tachton? His new reddish shkia was, the sun went down, sundown went down. He wanted to know, when is Laila, like when is the Benash Moshes over? So he's looking at the Marv side, the west side, to see if there's still redness in the sky or not. That's what Rava was doing. As Abaya saw Rava looking at the west side, that's the true way you should look, because the sun goes down on the west side. So you look there, see if it's still red in the sky or not. Omalei, Abaya had a kasha to Rava. Omalei, Vatanya, the Bryce before said, Kol Zaman Shepanei Mizrach Madimim. Kol Zaman, the east side, is red. That's the shear of Menash Moshes. So because I asked him, why are you looking at the Marav side? The Chur of Bryce before said, Pnei Mizrach, you should be looking at the east side. Look at the east side to see. As when the sun goes down on the west side, it still gives off rays. So the Chur of Havin was the rays go up to the east side. So look at the east side, see if there's redness in the sky or not. Or Malay, Rav answered back, Mi Savrit Pnei Mizrach Mamish. Do you think the Bryce of Mamish means you have to look at the east side? Look at the east sky. Like, Ponim Hamadimim Esa Mizrach. Hamadim means you have to look at the west side. That's where the sun goes down. nor what's it got to do with the east? Is the pshat is ponim hamadim im es mizrach. The west side shoots off the rays that lights up the east side, the mizrach. And he could, yeah. In other words, so that's ponim mizrach just means how does the east side get lit up? It gets lit up because from Marav's light, when the sun is going down, the Marav is giving off its rays. So its rays shoot up the ponim mizrach. But Avad, you don't check at Pnei Mizrach, you have to check at Pnei Marav. Drashi Doya means Mabit. He said, by Yisarov, he was looking, Erev Shabbos, Liros Im Yesh Shamat Mumis Chama. He wanted to see if there's still some redness of the sun, is there still some redness of the sun in the skies or not. So he looked, the Kash was, Ponem Hamadimim Et, the Herod says, Ponem Hamadimim Et Mizrach, Le Erev Chama Shoykas Pamarav. At evening, the sun goes down on Marav, on west side. Uzuhura yachama, but the rays of the sun, madinum es mizrach, make the east side of the sky still red. Kechaloim, just like a window. Kishachama nechneses bo, madem es tesel shiknegdor. When the sun comes in on one side of the window, where do you see it? On which wall? On the other wall. Here you see the rays of the sun. The same thing, when the sun is going down on west side, on Marav's side, the rays are still in the east side. But Avada, Rava was right. Really, you have to check, though. You have to check about the Marav side. You have to look at the Marav side to see if there's still red rays in the sky or not. Ikad Yamni, someone the mice was like this. Rava Chazi, Rava saw La Abaya, the Kodoya, the Mizrach. Rava, forget, the other way around. Rava saw Abaya was looking at Mizrach. Omale, so Rava is Abaya. Mi Savrit, Panei Mizrach, Mamish. Do you think it means mamish pnei mizrach? Look at the east side. Havad ponim hamadim emes mizrach. Havad means you have to look at the west side, Marav side. No, the Marav side, that's the side that makes the east side red, because the rays from the west shoot to the east. V'simnecha, what's the simin? Kifto, a window. Rashi v'simnecha, kifto means chalein. K'mesha prashti. When the sun comes in the window, you don't see the rays on the wall where it comes in. You see the rays on the other wall. So it means Enechtami, the Pnei Mizrach becomes red. But where does it become red from? From Marav Zayit. So you have to look always at Marav Zayit to see when it becomes Ben Ashmoshes, when the redness goes away. So I'll call upon it from our Gemara here, Pasha, we hold, how long is the shear of Ben Ashmoshes? We hold like the Yehudi Shita. The Messiah says 3/4 mil. 3/4 mil is around 15 minutes. That's going to be the whole Ben Ashmoshes. So the Chura Shkia starts at, Ben Ashmosh starts at Shkia, so you have it just 15 minutes, and right away it's Laila. This is the famous place, this, the Kashia, Kosha says this, Tohocha Mashra, the Mashkia Sachama, Ada Laila, Lekela, Tlasa, Rivoy Mil. Here in the Mara Shabbos, Mashmosh, only 3/4 mil. That's the whole Ben Ashmoshes. Rabbi Yehuda, Gufa, the Psoch, and Perik, Mishoyo, Tomein, Sava, the Mashkia Sachama, Tesachog, Marba Milim. The theory of Yehuda Gufon. You have Yehuda in the Gemara Psachim says, Claude, there's 4 mil. That's where you get the Venetime Shita, 72 minutes. 4 mil means 4 times 18. It's 72 minutes from Shkia Sachama until Tesach Chovim. But Tesach Chovim Lailu. So, who is the theory in the Gemara? Therefore, Tay says, Yemer Rabbeinu Tam. Tohosamari Betchila Shkia. The Gemara Psachim is talking about the beginning of Shkia, like our sunset. And until Tesach Chovim is talking 72 minutes. But here the Gemara in Shabbos talking about Mishatishka Misai Shkia. That's the Ben Atam's 2 Shkias. We're talking about the second Shkia. That's from the beginning of Shkia, the first like 3 mil, the first 54, and on the first 58 minutes, is not even a suffix, it's Vada Yom. That's called the first Shkia. The second Shkia means the last 15 minutes before Tzedek Chovim. That's our Gemara here. V'ocha Mishatishka means Misai Shkia. After the sun already went way deep down into the sky. And it's only what's talking about here was the rays. If the rays still come out, red or not, that's our Gemara here. So Rabbeinu Tam says our Gemara is not talking about the beginning of Shkia, it's talking about the last 15 minutes before 72 minutes. That's what our Gemara is talking about. That's the famous Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the other Shita is the Gruah Shita. And the Mishnah brings down a lot of Rishonim, hold at the Gros, so they say it's Mashiach for Rashi like that, and the Rambam and the Rif is Mashiach like that. No, our Gemara means Mamish, beginning of Shkia. That the beginning of Shkia is already Suffolk Bein Ashmoshes, and Enoch Nami. When is it called Laila? 15 minutes later is called Laila. So
So that the Gros says, we see today, 15 minutes after Shkia, you don't see Laila, you don't see Flesh Chavim. Like we'll soon see in our days, the Gemara says, what's the simon of Laila? We'll soon see, you have to see three stars. You have to see three stars. Today, 15 minutes after Shkia, we don't see three stars. So Teretz says that the Gemara is talking about in Bavel, where it was written, where they were talking about. In Bavel, at that time, like in Eretz Yisrael also, it gets dark very fast. So in Bavel Taka, 15 to 18 minutes right after the Shkiyam, and Echnam and Tetzi Chavim did come out. So according to Ve'el Tam, Taka means every place, Lefi Yechito. Like here in America, it'll be a little bit longer. It'll be a little bit longer till you see the stars. But in Echnam, according to Grod, you don't have to wait 72 minutes. It's enough to wait. That's where you get the shift. Some people wait 20 minutes. Some people say here. That's why the Maaseh for Davening Maariv ready. 20 minutes after you get Davening Maariv ready. That's all the different shurim you have. Some people say it's 35 minutes. And even Rabbeinu Tam sheet, the famous that says 72 minutes is also machlekes. Does Rabbeinu Tam mean 72 minutes no matter where you are and all times of the year and all times? Or does he also mean only at a certain point, a certain time of the year, it was 72 minutes? That's like the longest. Benachnami, different parts of the world, it gets darker faster, and even contrary to the time, you won't have to wait 72 minutes. There's also big machlokes achareinim in your benachnami shita. And Ramosha brings down, like in New York, 15 minutes after the shkia already, it's come out like 72 according to benachnami. If you wait 15 minutes already, that's yotzim of the sofik of benachnami also. So benachnami was talking about in one place where taka didn't get dark until 72 minutes. But the different place of the world, it gets dark faster. That's the machlokes achareinim. Rav Aaron Zal, the Rashi, Rav Aaron Zal, and Kotel Zal used to be machmir very much to wait 72 minutes mamish. So on yeshiva is the machmir to wait 72. But usually, even the people that do it, after us the chumra. But mikra din, even quantum of time, I think Rav Isaacson Zal used to say that here in L.A., 35 minutes after the shkia already is called Laila already. Because in L.A., it gets darker much faster. It's come out like Eretz Yisrael here. It gets darker faster here than it does in New York. So they're all different shitas you have here. Yeah, there's another sheet that says 5 mil. Some gears have 5 mil. We have a gears of 4 mil. Some gears have a gears of 5 mil. You get another. What? I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure. Alright. We have Nechem Yoimer. Nechem Yisem. What's the shear ben Ashmoshes? Nechem Yoimer. Kadeshi Halach Odom. Mishtishka Hama Chati Mil. 9 minutes, that's all. After Shkia, 9 minutes later, is already Laila. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Whoever wants to like know how long this time takes, a chatzim mil, you need a chama b'roisha karmel. It should be like a top of the mountains when you still see the sun. The yorid v'yitzvul, it should go down the yam, it should go down to be tevul in the yam, the yale, and then go back up to the mountain. The zel shir shir nechemya. If this takes around 9 minutes, that's the shir of the nechemya. You know when it's called light already. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Horoitza Leroy's bear is Shomiriam. Somebody wants to see the bear, Miriam's bear that had the 40 years in the Midbar. Is Yalal Rosh HaKarmel, let him go up to the top of the mountains. That's right over the Yitzapa. Let him look into the Yam. The Yira Kimin Kavra V'Yam. And I'll see like a thief in the middle of the Yam, it's like a Kavra there. The Zui bear is Shomiriam. This looks like the bear Shomiriam. Amar Rav, Mayan Amatautle. It's only negated to the bear Shomiriam. The bear of Shemirim was like a mine, like a well. Usually a well is in the ground, doesn't move. You have the shah, what about the well, Miriam's well? It was a movable well, it moved all around. Zokte Tor, you would think maybe it has a shame cleave about it, you can move it around, you should not know. It's not called the cleave, it's Tor. The Zui bear of Shemirim, it's not a negative to the bear of Miriam. You see it on top of the mountains. The time will take you to walk down the mountain between the Yam. The Yala Hevel Ayla, by that time will be that already. Kemin Kavra Sela Ogul, like a stone that's round. The Yasud Kavra, it looks like a Kavra, like a thief. Zel Berisha Miriam, Shoyim Mizgagalim Yisrobe Midbar, used to roll along with them. It was almost like a round stone it was, the Berisha Miriam. They didn't have to carry it, it rolled along with them. When she died, then they lost the bear. Rashi Tor, Milakabo Tuma, Vitavlum, but he crossed the Vitavlum in it. The Lavka Kli Dome, it doesn't have a shame Kli on it. Liya Samayim Hanoivim Menu, say the water that comes out of it, Kishuvim.
Hey, so if the Kli would have a Shem Kli, the bear would have a Shem Kli, he'll be possibly be saved. It's called Mayim Shuvim.
But Rashi, it's not a common shayla. You can never have a well that moves. A well is always in the ground. It's only the shayla by Be'er Shemirim. It was a traveling bear.
So even that, it was kosher to be table in, and it was the stomach kabutum. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Bein HaShmoshes Rav Yehuda, that's what we were talking about before, that starts from Shkia until 3/4 of a mil, is Kahanim Toivul Boy. Kahanim are allowed to be Toivul in that man.
The halacha is by Truma, if a Kohen is Tomei, he has to be Toivul that day, and as soon as it comes Laila, Harashemesh, he becomes Tor, he's allowed to eat the Truma. Is even after he's Toivul, he can't eat Truma yet, until it comes Harashemesh. But he has to be Toivul before Laila. So now we're saying that during the Shir, Ben Eshmosh, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kurat, a Suffolk Laila, Karnak can still be Toivul. That the Gemara Laman, according to, could he be Toivul? Elam Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, for the Gemara Sveiku, it's a Suffolk, it's Ben Eshmosh, maybe it's Laila then. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda, after Shkia, the way the Goyin, the way the Gemara learns, it means Mamash after sunset. The way the Ben Atam learns, it means the last 15 minutes before Tzatzachovim. But if it's talking about Ben Eshmosh, it's a Suffolk, maybe it's night time. So Kahanim can't be Toivul at night time, it doesn't help. A Kohen has to be Toivul before night time. Today, after the Tefillah, when it comes night, then it becomes Torah. Elet means, Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, what's called Ben HaShemoshes? Mamash a second. It says, Karefayim, the time to blink. That's called Ben HaShemoshes. So the Shiloh is, when does Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemoshes start? Does it start at the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemoshes? I mean, July 2nd of Rabbi Yehuda's Suffolk, that's also Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk? Or no, the Chiddush is no. After Rabbi Yehuda's man ends, after the 15 minutes, after Shkiyam, that after that, the next second is Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemoshes. Come to say, it's the whole period, the first 15 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemoshes is Vadayim, according to Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, it's good, Kahanim are allowed to be Toivul, according join the Ben HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk, the Ben HaShemoshes, first starts after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemoshes. That's the Gemara. Ela Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, le Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi's Shita, is Kahanim Toivul Boy. For the Gemara Pshita of Adar, Rabbi Yossi's Shita is after Rabbi Yehuda. So join Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemoshes, the first 15 minutes is Vada Yain. So the Gemara, no. Now the time I would think, Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yossi, is Meshich, Shaykh of Rabbi Yehuda, has good, true, Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk is only 1 second. He says an eye blink, that's the Suffolk Ben HaShemoshes. But maybe his eye blink is the last eye blink of Rabbi Yehuda's Shir. So, throughout the Shir of Rabbi Yehuda, it's also a Suffolk according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamashmullah, no. The Wat is Sholem Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. First, you have the first 15 minutes after Shkiyam, that's Ben HaShemoshes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a Suffolk line according to Rabbi Yehuda. For Hodor, after the 15 minutes end, that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still Vadayim. The next second first starts the Ben HaShemoshes. For Hodor, after that, Mascho Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yossi. After that, when first starts the Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yossi. That's the Chiddush here. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Kahanim could be Toivul the first 15 minutes after Shkiyam, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is a Suffolk Ben HaShemoshes, because according to Rabbi Yossi, that's still Vadayim. When does Ben HaShemoshes start? The next second, after the 15 minutes, the next second starts Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemoshes. Omar Rav Bar Bar Chona, Omar Rav Yechinen, Halacha Krab Yehuda Linyan Shabbos. We pass the look of Yehuda Linyan Shabbos. What should it mean that on Friday you have to be machmir right after Shkiyah? It's already Suffolk Ben HaShemoshes. He can't do malacha. V'alacha k'Rav Yossi l'inyan Truma. We're machmir Hilchas Truma like Rav Yossi. So we'll soon see. Poshut Pshat is that he has a Suffolk. Who's the halacha like Rav Yehuda like Rav Yossi? And therefore we go l'churma both ways. So the Shana spoke out, the Vadi Gemara could have said for Shabbos also, it's a churma both ways. That on Friday night, we're machmir like Rav Yehuda. That Shabbos starts right after Shkia, and on Mitzvah Shabbos we hold like we, and on Mitzvah Shabbos we hold like Rabbi Yossi. You say, when does Shabbos end? Shabbos ends much later. So Gemara could have said that. Even on Shabbos, he could have both Chumras. The Gemara just wants to tell you, even for Truma, also you have this Chumra. But that's what we're saying now. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Dilcha Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi, Linyan Truma. So the more bishleim alach kriyab yudel in the Shabbos the chumra. That's good that we say Friday when the Shabbos start. You have to be machmor kriyab yudel shita right after shkia tachama. It's already ben hashmoshes. Maybe it's Shabbos. You have to stop doing malacha. Avol in yin truma mahi. What does it mean for ilchus truma? We hold like Reb Yosi. Hey, where's the chumra in Reb Yosi shita? If you want to say the guy with Tibi Toivum, that we're saying a Koyin has to be Toivum, a boy join. When it's still daytime, then when it comes at night, he becomes Torah. So if you want to say, you hold like Reb Yosi, that you can mamish be Toivum the first 15 minutes, or Reb Yehuda's Ben Ashmoshes, why could that be Sveiku? About your Machmer on Shabbos. Like Reb Yehuda, Mashmer Yom Asafkla Yehuda Locher is, like Reb Yehuda or Reb Yosi. So how could you go Lukula, Vehilchus Tefillah? How could you say a Kohen is allowed to be Toivum in the Mikvah now, the first 15 minutes after Shkiyam, like Reb Yosi? According to Reb Yehuda, it's called Laila. And you Gufa have to suffer, maybe the Lach is like Reb Yehuda. That's why in Shabbos you Machmer. So Eilem, Le Tefillah, Fedigmar Sveiki. You Gufa holds it to Sveiku. Elad means to say Lachur.